A couple of weeks ago, I was door dashing, and I noticed something that's becoming seriously bothersome to me. Obviously, this isn't new, but it's very uncomfortable because I don't know that people realize this, or if we do, and we're all just like, well, that's how it has to be. I don't think it has to be that way. Everybody has become so deeply antisocial. It's starting to be like more concerning than it really, I think we really need to start being more concerned about this in the sense that like, it's one thing to be like, I don't feel like talking to anybody. It's another to be like, I do not want to talk to anybody. I want to talk about this. When I DoorDash, you know, I got to drop food off to people. That's what I do when I do it sometimes. It's easy side cash and it's pretty easy. You just sit in a parking lot and wait for food. And so I drop off food, and I've been doing this since the pandemic, on and off, just for side cash. And I've probably done 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 deliveries. I mean, I've done a lot of these, and maybe not three, but a couple thousand deliveries. And in my time doing this, I've noticed something kind of strange. When I started during the pandemic, I was making pretty good money because we're all locked down. We had to use masks, all this crap. And when this happened, we DoorDash offered the ability to do non-contact delivery. So you could drop food off to people and have it not, you wouldn't have to, you know, shake the person's hand and give them the food. You could just put it out on their porch or something and then walk away. Everyone right now that's used DoorDash knows what I'm talking about. Well, you know, what's interesting is, you know, when the pandemic happened, it was almost all like just drop and go. And of course, that's what was going to happen. But I noticed something kind of concerning, which is that over time, you know, as the pandemic waned over a couple of years, like I would continue to DoorDash. And I noticed how peculiar it was that no, despite the pandemic ending in, let's say, late 2022, 2023, I started to notice this pattern of people just still ordering food to their doorstep. And there are a couple of exceptions to this where it's like, okay, like as an example, there are people where they have kids that are asleep at night and, you know, they don't want to wake up the dog because it's going to wake up the kids. And so they're like, hey, could you just quietly put it on the porch and we'll go get it so the dog doesn't wake up? It's like, okay, well, you know, that happens and that's fine. But there are other times that are not like that, where it's like, I don't know how to describe it, but there are situations where like, I will put the food out on the front porch of somebody and they'll just kind of stand there like, and just kind of watch me. Like, cause I have to take a picture, right? You've DoorDashed, you know, so I have to take a picture of the food and then send it to you. And then that takes forever. Cause I have a crappy iPhone that's cracked that needs fixing. And so, so I go to take a picture and it takes like 2 minutes. A minute. So I'm standing there at your doorstep and I'm trying to take a picture of some food and I'm kind of just like taken aback because the person knows I'm there and they're just kind of staring at me while I'm doing it instead of waving. They're not saying hi. There, some people kind of like walk away uncomfortable and I'm just kind of like really uncomfortable about that, you know, and I'm kind of taken aback and I'm like, why? What happened? This is, like I said, this is not the usual, like, I'm just, you know, we need to be quiet and not wake the kids. This is like, I don't feel like interacting with anybody. And like I said, this isn't just like one delivery. This is 9 out of 10 deliveries. 9 out of 10 deliveries, I'd say, are antisocial. I don't mean antisocial, like judging wise. I literally mean non-social drop off at the front porch deliveries. 9 out of 10 of them. 1 in 10 is a person where I hand them the food. And often it's in a public place, like a hospital or a doctor's office or a business place or something. Okay, you can't, you know, those are going to be in person. But if it's at a person's house, it's almost always going to be at their doorstep. And it's not, and they're just going to either stare at me or they're going to, there was a situation where like, I think recently, like a little kid who's like 2 years old came to the door and was like waving at me when I went to like drop the food off and I was like waving at her and her mom was like, get away from the door. Like, just like, you know, like we have a, we're hitting a point where we're becoming so deeply disconnected. And I have a theory on it. I'm sure this is already either proven or talked about by some social scientist or something. I really thought about this a lot. It has to do with the internet. if you had to go back 100 years, right now, let's better example. Right now, the apocalypse happens and all our phones get shut off right now. How are we able to socialize? And I don't mean like, I'm not talking about skills. I'm talking about the only way to connect with people is in person, face to face with people that are right next to you. You have no choice. You have to socialize with the people next to you if you want social connection. Because this is the thing. Everybody out there right now, many people on the internet, many people in the world right now are incredibly lonely. Many people. Even if they have friends that are like online, maybe there are people that don't have any friends, unfortunately, but people out there in the world are incredibly lonely. And what's fascinating is the fact that like, and I'm going to bring up parasocial relationships now, but I want to make a different video on parasocial relationships. But parasocial relationships play a part, you know, like we can go on Twitch and we can watch a stream and kind of like pretend that we're friends with the person, but it doesn't count, you know. There are ways that we can sort of get around the loneliness, but at the end of the day, like, essentially, if you have, in the old way of doing things for the last 2,000 years, if you wanted to be social and you wanted to satiate loneliness, because loneliness builds up in the human body and in the human mind because we get lonely and isolated, which is normal, our mind and body scream, go find somebody. And the way that we handled that is we went to a social place and maybe we stuttered through our words, but we would go socialize in third places. This is like what we did. We would go to a bar or a park or just somewhere to go meet people, and we would go socialize because we were starving for human socialization. So we would go do it. Well, what happened with the advent of the internet is choice, selection. So when you go meet somebody, you have no idea what their interests are. And let's say in person, when you just walk up, when you go into a bar, okay, you don't know anybody in that bar, and you don't know what any of their interests are. You don't know what any of their, what they do for a living. You don't know if they're in a relationship. You don't know their family. You don't know anything about them, their hobbies, their passions, their goals, their anything like that, okay? You don't know anything about these people. But if you're starving for loneliness in the apocalypse, you have no choice but to go say hi. You see what I mean? And this causes a skill set, I think, most likely, with people where they're able to communicate in a way that sort of understands different people's, interests. And even if they don't, even if they just don't get along, whatever. You meet someone at a bar in the 50s and you don't get along, that's fine. That's not what it's about. It's about the fact that before you had no choice. You had to go out and you had to go find people to go be social with, and you had to go do the socially appropriate, you know, social thing, whether that was smoking a cigar in the 50s with some brandy and speaking a really cool accent with a mustache. That's what you did in the 50s or whatever. Okay. But once we ended up with the advent of the internet, you suddenly had choice. You could choose, based on your interests, who you wanted to go find and hang out with. And you suddenly had the choice of, you know, if you're lonely, you could go find somebody online, a YouTuber, a Twitch streamer. You could go to, you could play Xbox with people. You could find, I would say Xbox Online is a really good example because that's what I had growing up. You could find people that already had your interests. So your social connections were actually getting met without being in person. And I think over time, this has started to take a serious toll on the way that we socially interact as people. Because now we can actually be selective with our social interactions. You see, if you don't say hi to me when I'm DoorDashing, that's okay, because you can most likely say hello to me. You can most likely say hello to your Xbox friends or your Discord friends. You see what I mean? You can most likely say hello to maybe even family members on the phone because we have phones. You know, you could text your cousin or your sister or your friend or brother or whatever, your dad. You know, we can find ways to supplement the need to be social with people we don't know by meeting people that already have our interests as a default. And that's a huge discount, that we can't discount how big that is, because not only does that impact the way that we socialize like with those people, but it massively changes the way we socialize with people in person. Because when we're in person, we're like, I don't have to talk to you. And I think it sets this precedent sort of cognitively with us as humans, where we go, I don't have to talk to you because I don't have to, because any of the social cues and social interests that I have that I'm interested in, I can go get that from some YouTuber. I can go get that from some Twitch streamer. And I can avoid talking to you because I can go get that elsewhere, right? I can go get my loneliness, even if it's temporary, even if it's not sufficient. It's more comfortable for me to go on Twitch or YouTube or on Discord and hang out with those people so we don't have to socialize. And this just has changed the landscape to the point where we don't talk to each other. I'm walking down the street right now going for walks, and like I'm going to wave to people to like kind of say hi. And it's hard for me, dude. It's hard for me. This is hard. We're all broken, bro. Like we're messed up, okay? But I'm waving to people that are like not, they're like kind of waving to me and like looking away. And they're kind of like not sure. Some of the older people are like, they're waving. They're like, hello, you know, because that's, they get that. But some of the older people have headphones in, or younger people, I'm sorry. Some of the younger people have headphones in, and they're like not wanting to really look at me, and they're not really wanting to socialize. And I get that, but I'm saying that it just changes the way that the social order gets built. So we're all socially isolated because we, like I said, have access to the internet where we can just decide at a moment's notice who we talk to and when we talk to them and how comfortable we'll talk to them, right? And so all of the social interactions we have in person now are just different, you see? And so, like, the consequences of this are not obvious yet. I mean, I know that they're obvious in terms of mental health. You know, as an example, we know that parasocial relationships aren't sufficient. We know that there's nothing quite like talking to people in person. We know this. You know, like, I think everybody that has ever met anyone not in person that really cares about them eventually wants to meet them in person. That's normal. That's how human beings work, right? And so it's like, you know, that's how that works, because we are social creatures that were designed and or evolved or whatever. We are genetically modified, genetically built to be in person with people in groups and in one-on-one relationships in person. And so, you know, this isn't one of those things where I say, well, this is the moral of the story. I don't really have one. It's more that it's just an observation. And that awareness of the observation has helped me, because now that I really see it DoorDashing, I'm like, I want to change that for myself. I want to be somebody that is going to figure out a way to beat that social anxiety and beat that belief that, like, I don't want to talk to people because it's hard. I'm like, I'm specifically going out of my way to figure out how to talk to people because it is becoming taboo to not talk to people or to talk to people. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost taboo to say, hi. People are thinking I'm going to like jump on them. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to like sell them something. And it's like, no, I'm just saying hi, 'cause it's a nice thing to do. Like, I'm actively trying to break out of that taboo because it's taboo. And I'm like, can we start saying hi to each other? Like, I feel like this is, I'm not saying it's like we're in New York and we're all just waving to each other. I'm just saying, like, I think there's going to be dire consequences for this. You know, I'm going to make another episode on it later, I think, but like, smoking was something that we didn't know was bad for us until it really mattered. And we said, oh God, it's going to kill you. Like, you're going to get lung cancer. Oopsies. We didn't know. There's going to be tons of things like that are going to impact us in the future. And we got to be aware of them. And I don't want to say we got to stop them, but that awareness is half the battle, I think. Just being aware of the fact, I don't want to talk to people. Maybe this time I will talk to people. Just this one time, I'm going to say hi to this person. Just wait. It's not, you're not sitting there going, you're not going to be like a bridesmaid or a groomsman. That's not what's going on. You're just saying hi, you know, because you're just like, I'm going to do this because it's a nice thing to do. I'm going to do this because it's uncomfortable and I'd like to grow a little bit. And I think it would be good for the world if we all talk to each other a little bit, you know? I just don't think it's good for us to be this isolated. And I think a lot of people understand that. I think they know what I'm talking about.